The Black Lives Matter movement may have started in the US in response to police violence there, but with the help of social media, its message has resonated across the world. A Black Lives Matter rally held in Brisbane on July 23rd had a distinctly local flavour, with not just African American expats speaking, but Aboriginal people, Pacific Islanders, Papuans, and African refugees. Here are some excerpts from the rally.
The Black Lives Matter movement was founded in 2013 by three black women, Opal, Nettie, Alex Garza, and Patrice Cullors. The movement started in response to the unlawful killing of the 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Trayvon died at the hands of George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch. This movement was made to create a society where black people don't have to deal with the daily marginalization that African Americans face, racial profiling, stereotyping within the protocols and procedures within the justice system. This is a call for all people of color who seek justice and liberation to join a movement and take a stand.
Our family, today we walk on Turrbal and Yagra country. Mohorji Tomaji, Miss June, Premishar Briscoe, Melissa Dunn, Denzel Mignore, Mr. Ward, Sheila Oakley, TJ Hickey, Philip Hudson, Kevin Spratt, Florence Nicholas, Desmond Hutch, Uncle Stephen Ridgway. What do all of these names have in common? All of them, along with so many others, are unarmed Aboriginal elders, women, children and men who have been assaulted and killed at the hands of police in Australia. Crushed to death, left to die in agonising pain, limits cleaved in two, cut, shot, tasered, and pepper sprayed.
Black Lives Matter in the US, and we stand in solidarity with black brothers and sisters there who are killed and brutalised at the hands of police every day. Black Lives Matter in the concentration camps at Manus and Nauru, where black and brown people fleeing for their lives are locked up indefinitely and subjected to horrific oppression. Black Lives Matter in South Japan, in Great Britain, and in Canada. They matter in Europe and in Africa. All black lives everywhere matter. And yes, black lives matter right here in Australia, where Aboriginal people are killed, bashed, shot, tasered, and pepper sprayed at the hands of police and the prison system. Let me hear you say that again. Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Aboriginal lives matter.
Representing the Black Lives That Matter in West Papua, who have been victims of a systematic genocide for over 50 years. They are only 250 kilometres north of Australian shores. They are closer to us in Australia than Sydney is to Canberra. And nobody knows about it. For 50 years, people have been dying. The military have been killing and raping and torturing the West Papuans. They are the traditional owners of their land, but they are not free in their own land. West Papuans are in solidarity with Indigenous here in Australia. It's the same story. The genocide, the displacement, the stolen generation. They're just taking West Papuan children from their family, raising them up to be Muslim, raising them up to not speak their tongue, raising them up to steal their culture. We stand here in solidarity for all those West Papuans who are silent. Nobody knows about them. The world doesn't know about them for 50 years. This is 2016 and the genocide is still going on. And why? 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 Because they're black.
As a 60-year-old African refugee, I have witnessed and been a victim of my fair share of racism. In a country that I thought was equality and freedom, a 16-year-old, in grade 3, I was told that someone didn't want to be friends with me because I had dark skin in them. I was thrown away from a birthday party because her mother didn't like black people. I was a kid. Why is it that we teach others to hate? Why is hate in this world when we can use love? We need love. We are the civil rights movement of our generation. We are the voices that bring light or darkness to this world. So I'm begging you, open your ears and hearts and listen to my message. I am not claiming that my life matters more than yours, but it matters just as much as yours.
When I say no justice, you say no peace. No justice? No justice!